Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I'm going to entitle this show, somebody just showed me something of Donald Trump mispronouncing words, and I was like, oh, I was sympathetic. I was like, yeah, as much as he has to talk, he probably mispronounces words from time to time. That does not need to be a video. in case you're new to the program, I am Amy. I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, if you are ready to activate the energy of the big dream, if you're ready to be deeply engrossed in the desire of your heart, the true desire of your heart, not the compromise you're making, not the thing your logical mind has told you you need to do, but the true desire of your heart, the yearning, the passion, the excitement, whatever it is, whether you want to start a business, whether you want to find the love, whether you want to run for office, make brilliant art, whatever it is. I want to help you. I create a container so that you can fully and completely focus on you and what's most important to you and overcome any limitations you feel around being able to fully and completely show up as yourself. And I do that through one-on-one coaching. Information on my services can be found at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And while you're there, click Work With Me and then use that drop-down and look at that massive result intuitive coaching package. It is designed to help someone truly go to the next level. And don't worry about where the money's going to come from, because if you decide you're going to do it and truly decide with your full heart, all the money will show up. And I say that to you because I've been working on this program, this new program I have, Abundance for All. Abundance for All. It's 8 sermons I'm going to do starting at the end of this month on abundance, on prosperity, on money manifestation. And it's designed to be a set of recordings that you can actively use. And I'll take, there's a section where you can ask your most pressing question and I will address it. I will go and find every bit of guidance that you need to take your life to the next level. It's called Abundance for All. Information for that is on the website. And if you sign up by the 5th, which I think is tomorrow, you get a free 30-minute session with me. And if you're listening to this and you can't afford it, a lot of ands to this sentence, I have 10 scholarships. So Abundance for All, that's up. Back to where the money comes from to afford stuff, personal development, starting the business, what it takes to make it happen. It comes from deep desire. You know, it really comes from deep, 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 deep desire. Without restrictions, without doubt, without worry, without fear. I have found that everything that I go for with blind faith not only works out for me, doesn't mean I won't face obstacles, but it always works out for me. And it's always something where I'm like, only I understand how deeply passionate I am about this, how intuitively right it feels. So if you are being drawn to work with me, and it just feels like, gosh, you know, I listen to this woman and I know this is the right thing to do, but I look at that price point and I'm like, where would it come from? Start praying on it. Start praying on it. Reach out to me. We'll talk about it. I can give you some suggestions for practices you can try to manifest the money. Because, yeah, I want to support anybody who wants to go to the next level. We'll figure it out. Okay, let's talk about, does it all work? Does all this personal development, law of attraction, coaching, seminars, retreats, books, audios, does it all work? And I'll tell you where this is coming from. Again, I'm preparing for Abundance for All. And I've been watching some Reverend Ike. And, you know, when I start studying a teacher, I especially now, I want to see all sides of it, right? So I look at the criticisms of that teacher, and I look at the teacher's teachings. Like, and I'm always keeping my heart open to the information that I need personally, right? And the information that I need to share, right? And so as I was studying Reverend Ike, there's a lot of criticisms of him. And so a lot of criticisms of anyone who they have categorized as prosperity gospels. And then I look at how it makes me feel. And so, you know, I was reading something where about Reverend Ike, and they were saying, and if you don't know who Reverend Ike is, African-American man, started a Science of the Mind church in the 60s and 70s in New York, was trained in divinity, has a Bible, essentially went to Bible college, what we now call Bible college, and he started this ministry where it was biblically based because that was his knowledge, right? But he was doing metaphysical teachings around money and prosperity and happiness and the life that you can create. And you can find a lot of clips of his videos on YouTube. It's a really great resource. He has there's a legacy page for his teachings. And so as I was listening to things, you know, most of it, if you've been in the personal development game, it's stuff you've heard before: visualization, affirmations, believing that God wants you to prosper. As I was going through it and I was reading some of the criticism of him, and I was like, well, does this all work? Right? Does this all work? As I say that, I'm in this business and I believe 100% it does work. But I definitely, from that intellectual side of me, in that moment of study, does it all work? And I went to my spirit guides and I was like, what do I say? I know people probably look at my sales pages and listen to a podcast from me and say, does this all work? And my spirit guides came back with something really beautiful, and I said it in my... I said it a little early. They said it works if you work it. And that's not anything new. You've heard that before. But they went even deeper into it this morning as I was in meditation on this. They said it all works if you are willing to surrender. Those are my words. What they said, if you are willing to devote yourself to the practice so you break the ego. The ego is always going to tell you, no, 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 no. The ego is going to try to tell you, hey, just work out 5 times a day for like a week, and then you will lose weight. That's fucking bonkers. No, you know that it's a process, right? I do it sometimes with affirmations. I'm like, you know, I do believe everything can work in the divine timing, and I'm not too married to what experts say about how long it takes for an affirmation to work, but there's a lot of different thoughts. You know, I've heard Bob Proctor say you need to say it 2,000 times. You are creators. He starts all of his affirmations with saying 21 days. You need to listen to it consistently for 21 days. And, but, you know, I have this thought that, well, why can't I just listen to the equivalent? You know, I get very technical with it. I did it recently. I was like, okay, 21 days of 15 minutes of affirmations. What if I did it all in a day? What is that? And I came up, I think it was like 6 hours. And I want to do the math on it one more time. Like, it's 6 hours. I'm like, fuck yeah, I can do 6 hours of affirmations on a weekend. I can clean out a closet, listen to affirmations. I can rearrange some stuff. I can listen while I'm in the shower. I can go for a walk. 6 hours is nothing. I can totally bang out some affirmations real quick. right? But and could that work? Yeah, I think with intense focus and being completely grounded and open to it working. But I think there's great wisdom in 21 days. It's very much like working out. The analogy Spirit gave me, like, you can't do it all in one day, right? And I think when we look at these programs, when we look at something we want to do, when we look, we want it to work instantly. But it's not, it doesn't mean it can't work instantly. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that every person is different, right? Which you know. I'm not, I know you're smart. You know every person is different. And what I know to be true is that it only takes one little shift in consciousness to change your entire life. But because every person is different, you don't know what that shift in consciousness will be. But through the journey of going through a program, completing a course, doing coaching, you will have that shift if you do it full out. And your coach can't tell you in the beginning, oh, just make this little shift real quick, right? No, it is a journey between you and you and the divine within you. But through the process of going through any program, it could be a weight loss program, it could be a financial literacy program, through that process, you will experience one shift that will change your entire life if you do it full out. So yes, all of this works if you work it. But trying to pinpoint at the beginning, I need to do this thing at this weight, you just don't know. It's all embedded in your subconscious. And your coach or your teacher or your trainer, they don't even know. They can offer you lots of suggestions. They can create a program for you. But I promise you, if you follow the programs, then you will create the transformation. It's one little shift. You just have to be willing to do it full out. Full out. So I'd say to anybody, you know, I don't care if it's a free book. I don't care if it's a $20,000 course. Do it and do it full out. No excuses. The goal, according to my spirit guides, which I think is brilliant, is to break the ego's resistance to you being the you you came to this planet to be. The resistance, break your ego. And it doesn't mean you're, when you break the ego that all of a sudden, like, you're broken. No, the ego will be fine. We just are putting the ego back into its rightful place so that the brilliance of you can come through consistently all the time. Break the ego, follow the program, do the thing, whatever it is, go full out. Okay, so what gets in the way of us going full out and letting these things work for us that we invest in? Well, number one, and I think Marie Forleo does a wonderful job in her marketing material of expressing this around B-School, is that we have this sense of, well, I read that already. And can I be that way? Absolutely. I read thousands and thousands and thousands of words every week. You know, much of it is repetitive, right? These are laws of the universe. And in that process of reading all this material, I can have little moments where I'm like, I know this already. That I know it already is the energy that keeps you from working your program. And matter of fact, the goal is, my spirit guides are jumping in here and saying, the goal is to sustain a period of time, however long that needs to be, whatever it is for you. It might be just 17 seconds. It might be 17 minutes. Sustain a period of time where you are not, I know that already. This doesn't apply to me. They don't know how hard it is for me. hard for me to even say out loud, and it's hard for me to hear. I can feel all of my own, not my spiritual teacher self, but my human self that like mills around the world, like trying to figure it out. What? I have to give that up? Yeah, you do. You have to do it. I was talking to a client a couple of weeks ago, and what Spirit kept telling me to say to her is that she was using that to entertain herself. I pray she's listening to this program. I love you. You're amazing. And I realized I do it too. We use the to add a little drama and flair to our life. But our life isn't a TV show. We don't need a dramatic turn, a beat here, a this. We don't need that. But internally, we've conditioned ourselves to create that, which keeps us from staying committed to whatever we sign up for. I did it. I did it. I can tell you. I have two times in my life. Beginning of this year, I had bought a program, did the whole program full out. Well, I definitely got a little lazy halfway through. I watched all the videos that I felt were most applied to my situation, right? Because I had decided that I don't need that other stuff, even though it's a whole container of beautiful content. And I wasn't seeing any results, right? And so I was like, all right, Amy, you do this shit for a living. Go back and do the whole fucking program. So I went back and I did the whole program. Had the best January ever in the history of my business, right? It was a business program. September, the following month rolls around, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take their next program. It's more expensive. And immediately, I enroll, I start doing the program, and I'm like, I know this already. I teach this to people. I've written a book about it. These lessons aren't helpful, right? So I went into that mode. Immediately after that, I wound up quitting the program. Couldn't afford it, or it didn't feel affordable. I could have afforded it. I can always afford it. It didn't feel affordable. I made up a story in my head. And it all came down to how resentful I was. I did still did it full out. Because she released the content week by week. I did it full out. Like, I do all the homework. But it always in the back of my mind was this, I've done this already. Right? So if you let go of that, and just stay present and grounded and wide open and approach it from a place of wonder and curiosity. And even if you've heard it a gazillion times, if you just do it full out with a wide open heart, everything changes. So whatever you do, whatever book you read, whatever, I'd say don't read any more shit if you're not going to do it with a wide open heart. Even as you listen to this podcast, just do it from a place of there's going to be one little piece that this woman's going to say, and I'm going to miss it if I am holding any resistance to what's going on. So does it work? Absolutely. If you work it. If you work it. If you let go of your ego. If you let go of your resistance, and there's so many forms. I'm talking about the but there's also the little person in us that says, this is the best that I can do. This is the best. I just have to accept way less than I deserve because this is the best. There's that part of us. We got to let that go too. And then what's so funny as I've been going through this experience of stripping away these parts of myself, all that's left is a happy fucking person. Like, really, that's all that's left is like, well, I'm just enjoying this moment. And that's who we've been called to be. Be fully present and open-hearted in the moment. There's a card in my it's the treasure chest. And, you know, for years I just thought of it as a money card. I would read it as a money card. I would, you know, if I was reading for myself or someone else, I would say, hey, this is a sign, money's on its way to you. But then I was reading for a woman. I was doing this email reading some years back. And what came forward was, it's a treasure chest. It's a treasure hunt. It's a quest, Amy. So, you know, what they were saying, what Spirit was saying to me through the cards was, tell her to stay wide open and curious. And that's the pathway to the prosperity that she's seeking. Because it was definitely about money and, you know, the reading I was doing and job concerns and growing a business. And so the woman got ridiculously angry at me. Said it was like, this is garbage, whatever. But what I take away from that, it was not garbage. It was a beautiful reading and so on point and so insightful. I read it multiple times. So it was like, oh, God, this is good to me. Me, human me, not me, spiritual me. But what I took away from that reading was a new interpretation of that card. And so where I'm going with this is that I was reading for myself about my book business. And I read multiple times for myself asking the same question. Sometimes we need to do that. And lately, Spirit Spirit isn't even trying to give me other interpretations. It's just repetitive. So I kept getting that same card, that treasure chest card. And this was at the end of July, middle of July. And I was like, okay, you know, what's up with the book business? And I kept getting that card. And I read on multiple readings. I got the same treasure chest card. And then the third time I got the card, it clicked. Oh, go on a quest, Amy. Make this about wonder. Make this about curiosity. Yes, the bottom line matters, but the way to get to the bottom line number I want to see can't come from my logical brain. It can't come from a beautifully designed plan that takes me from X, Y, and Z. That's not life. But if I open my heart and approach it from a state of curiosity, from a state of wonder, from a state of excitement, from it being a quest, right? Like, think of it. Like, if somebody's on a quest, mythical or you know, you see it a lot in fantasy, quests. They don't know what they're going to encounter. They just signed up and said yes to the quest, and they're going to go on it. And yes, there will be challenges, and yes, there will be obstacles, but the only way they're going to get through it is from a state of wonder. If they're trying to control the quest, they're not on a quest. And so once I stepped out of that, and I just started trusting that message of that card, and I went on a quest, and I said, you know what, I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to focus on this aspect. And, you know, I said this, I had a beautiful month in my business. And it wasn't so much the sales numbers, those were higher, but it was more all these things that I wanted in place in my business, the way I wanted it to be positioned that I couldn't do, right? Like there are components that really rely on engagement. I can't control what other people do. And so once I went on this quest and I let go, all of those things I'd been praying and wanting for my business, that particular business, showed up miraculously, easily. So give up. So give up the need to control it. Give up the need to be the smartest person in the room. I say this a lot because I attract really smart people and I'm a really smart person. But sometimes our smartiness comes with a little attitude. Rightfully so. We earned it, right? We earned all that we've done. But it's that is getting in our way. It's that keeps us from our gratitude. It keeps us two-faced, right? On one hand, we're really grateful, but we're like, I deserve better, right? It keeps us it breaks the ego. It you know, when we let go of all of that, it breaks that ego. And we just get to show up as happy, receptive people. We are getting in the way of our manifestation. And everything that I know to be true about the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the laws of the universe, they're very straightforward. And all they require of us is a wide open heart. I am always trying to intellectualize my faith. And it always comes down to, are you willing to just believe without any back comments, without any sidebars, without any criticism, without any, you know, when you're writing a paper in school back in the day and you used to have you needed the paragraph. This isn't my undergraduates. You needed the paragraph that was like the counter argument. Yeah. Can you do life without a counter argument? Can you do life without, checking if it's working, right? That's what makes things work. So, you know, I used to love that show, The Biggest Loser, and I remember there was one contestant who did not fucking argue with the coaches, didn't make excuses, didn't cry. She just was like, fuck it, let's do it. And she looked amazing. Right, she was the one that got all the endorsements, and it always comes down to that. So everything you do, it's a holiday weekend. I pray you're staying in or staying in your pod. You know, I now have a pod. I have two people that I get to see on a regular basis. If you want to do some personal development work this weekend, whatever you choose to do, do it full out. Trust your intuition. Even my affirmation, like 6 hours of affirmation, that could totally work if I do it full out. If I do it without any criticism, if I do it with a wide open heart, I think my intuition was correct. I think you can rig this up to make it all work really quickly for you. Absolutely. But sometimes you might need to go on the journey of the 21 days. And you won't know until you commit to doing it. Commit to doing it. You're worthy and deserving of all that you desire. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be madly in love. Stop arguing with it. Use these programs, use these tools, use these books, use these programs, these seminars. Use it. Pick one. Go full out. Get that one little piece that you need. Be willing to be on the quest for that one little piece that you need. And know it's going to happen for you. It will happen. So it all works if you work it. There's the asterisk there, right? And working it means letting go of your ego, letting go of all the bullshit, and just being fully present in the moment of completing that program. It works if it works, if you work it. And you have to, and it's not just working it, doing the exercise, it's working it and saying, I'm also going to let go of all of my need to criticize this experience. All my need to be, why do I have to do it? Everybody has to do this. They do it in different ways. If you're a personal development person, if you're a new agey person, you're choosing to do it this way. But even my non-spiritual friends, they all have to go on this quest in some way, shape, or form. So just do it full out. Believe in the best possible outcome. Know that you are worthy and deserving of everything that you desire. Know that God is always on your side, supporting you every step of the way. And on the days that you want to question your sanity, because you're like, is this shit going to really work? I want you to hear me say, yes, it is. Go deeper. Yes, it is. Go deeper. And any resistance that you have around going deeper, that in there lies the answer that you are seeking. In that resistance is the answer that you are seeking. And on the other side, after you drop the ego, after you drop the fear of being embarrassed, after you drop the doubt, after you drop the worry, after you drop your frustrations, after you drop the anger, after you drop the resentment, I believe in feeling all your feelings, and those are all valid. But once you feel all the way through those experiences, on the other side, you are the happiest person in the world. And that is honestly what I can say to you is I just get happier and happier and happier. And it is from that place that all things will manifest in alignment with your greatest truth. So I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are interested in learning more about my services, I'd love to talk to you. Drop me a message. If I'm around, no matter what day of the week it is, I will probably reach out to you because I love what I do. Truly. I love to surf. I love to help people get it. I love it. I love it. Because I know there's so many times where I'm seeking an answer and I ask somebody and they just, it's not the right answer, right? So I am devoted to helping you find your right answer. So information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And until next time, thank you for listening to this program. You are a magical, amazing human being. If you got through 31 minutes of this, you know you're on the right track. I believe in you. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen with that desire that's on your heart, that has you listening to this program, that you want to manifest into reality. It will happen. I love you. Take care. Bye.